The Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston hosts a concert tonight of chamber music performed by four young, highly skilled string players. But in that classical setting, the Folk Arts Quartet hopes to inspire an unusual audience reaction, foot-stomping, maybe a little thigh-slapping, or even some dancing. WBUR's Andrea Shea dropped in for a rehearsal.
The ornate tapestry room at the Gardner Museum is the typical intimate setting for chamber music, a classical form historically performed in palace chambers. This quartet's instruments, two violins, a viola, and a cello, are typical too. But the group's music is not.
We're set up like a classical quartet, but we play fiddle music, arranged fiddle music.
27-year-old fiddle player Yvonne Hernandez founded the Folk Arts Quartet with Liz Davis Maxfield, who's 23, less than a year ago. They also call it the FAQ. At the time, they were students at Berklee College of Music, studying traditional Scottish, Irish, Celtic, and American folk forms. Davis Maxfield plays the cello.
I've always really loved the groove and the soul of traditional music, but on the other hand, the complexity and the really beautiful part writing of chamber music.
So she and Hernandez created a middle ground, or subgenre.
We like to call it chambergrass.
Chambergrass sounds fun, but mashing together two very different genres isn't easy. In fact, it almost seems counterintuitive. The four FAQ players are all steeped in fiddling, but they also studied classical music seriously as kids. Hernandez grew up in Victoria, British Columbia, and says she spent grueling hours learning precision and structure, playing music by composers like Beethoven and Bach.
The other end of the spectrum, I'd go to sessions, and fiddle playing is, you know, dirty.
And she likes it dirty, loose, improvisational, which is the opposite of classical music. Regardless, Hernandez managed to move with relative ease between both worlds. But it hasn't been quite as easy for Davis Maxfield. You don't usually find cellos in pubs or coffee houses, but Davis Maxfield is changing that. She won a Fulbright Fellowship to explore traditional Irish music with her cello. Just back from Ireland, Davis Maxfield says she'd lug her big instrument to jam sessions at pubs, where amazing, gritty musicians weren't sure what to make of her refined instrument.
It's really fun to play along with fiddlers who are steeped in the Irish tradition and who are very set in their ways of this is an Irish instrument and that isn't. But then they tend to really love the cello because I think it has the same kind of vibe as the fiddle.
People in America can be confused by chambergrass, too. Fiddle player Yvonne Hernandez books FAQ concerts and says it can be hard to explain.
They either relate to it, a classical quartet or a fiddle group.
Matt Glazer at Berklee College of Music says he isn't surprised.
The good news is that they don't suffer from comparison to anything else because there's never been anything else like this.
Glazer is the artistic director of Berklee's American Roots Music Program. He's known the FAQ since its inception and says chambergrass is indeed a new genre. While he thinks the fusion was inevitable, he explains that young musicians today are freer to ignore boundaries.
I'm an old geezer. I would have never thought to do this. Like, let's have a string quartet playing folk music. You know, they're younger. They live in a world where everything is possible and they have immediate access to all of these different musical styles, and they hear all of it being played at a very high level technically. So all I can do is sit back in my rocker and cluck my tongue in wonderment.
But as one of the newer members of the group sees it, there are some boundaries to cross. 21-year-old Leah Kirstein plays the viola.
I heard once that fiddle music is the kind of music that comes up through the feet, and classical music is the kind of music that stems from the intellect and goes down. And I think in this group, it's the best possible way to explore both of those things.
And the violist says, yes, the FAQ musicians do tap their feet on stage. And while they'll be wearing relatively conservative black dresses when they climb the stage for tonight's performance, the Folk Arts Quartet will also give away its radical, rootsy side with bright, multicolored tights. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.